Blog Talk Radio.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo. On the moon, Mooney's genies in a bottle. Girl, if they already got you,
oh, you made me feel so lucky.
Of a young visionary, a player too, you know I have some girls missionary. Ooh. My black book a number thicker than a dictionary and Bible, I got it recycled. I love and I like you. 5-course meals, even though you don't mind a drive through, that's why I got you.
Your ego, he
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday morning. Oh, my God, I just got handed some, what is this? Breakfast. What is it? Liquid breakfast. Yes. I'm juicing. Okay. Yes. I'm amped up. I'm going to taste it during music or commercial, but yeah, I'm juicing. I just got that handed to me. Good morning. Blessed is the day when we're able to open up our eyes and enjoy, you know, what God has for us. So big shout out to the queen that I was speaking to early this morning that needed some extra encouragement. If you're listening to the show now or if you will listen to it later on, this is for you. You know, keep going. Remember that, you know, sometimes in our journey, we must travel it alone. You know, not all the time we're going to be able to be with the ones we love, you know. You know, although it may be scary and it may seem lonely, it's something that we need to do. It's a road that we need to travel. So just claim your healing, claim your life, claim your happiness, and do what you need to do to obtain it, you know? It's okay. It's really okay when sometimes we wake up and we just don't feel so motivated, so great. It happens to us. You know, we're human. It's hard to keep this motivation and good spirit going unless you're living already a positive life. And even then, you know, we trip every now and then, and we have our days, because I have my days. Lord, I have my days. Sometimes I have my week, you know, and I have to take things either hour by hour, or I take things day to day, or week by week, however is it that, you know, that I feel I can handle it. That's what I do. Sometimes it's minute by minute. I have to just pause and wait minute by minute and, you know, and keep going. So however it is that you can deal with your situation, that's in a peaceful and positive way, you know, do not allow the enemy to be sitting there and laughing. You know, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And he uses those close to you. And Lord, do I know that. He uses those close to you. So when you find yourself that you kind of, your whole circle, you feel kind of like everyone is like, you know, they put your name on the calendar and that day is for you, for everybody to come at you, is the devil creating all that. You know, prayer changes things. So just sit in prayer or sit in silence or sit still and away. And, you know, not all the time is good to deal with situations when you have feelings and emotions and all that is caught up and you have all that involved, because you don't say the right thing. You may not make the right decision. So it's good to always take a day or two and marinate on, you know, that conversation before you have it. You know, sometimes when people let their emotions go and they do that on impulse, they don't understand the damage they can create. And sometimes, you know, there's no repairing that. So big shout out to the queen again that I was speaking to earlier today. And I was able to encourage her and motivate her this morning. And so that's great, because I was able to do that even before I got on the show. All righty now. 2 points for me. Boo. No, I want to do a three-pointer. Yeah, because I got to then drink this morning stuff. And anyway, queen, this song goes out to you. You're a beautiful flower, and you need to know that. You need to know your worth, and you need to know that happiness is something that you need to claim, not something that's going to fall on your lap, okay? So today, claim it. Claim the happiness. Claim your life, sis. A big queen salute to you.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our life. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
Peace and blessings. This Bahama Dia, God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, letting you know you are now listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays. Get inspired.
Peace and blessings, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Here yet another Monday. And that song that I just played by India Ari, Beautiful Flower, went out to the young lady that I was speaking to today that needed much, much motivation. So I hope that you was able at work to tune in and hear that song that was dedicated to you. Or when you hear this on the archive, you're able to take that song in, you know, and take the words in, which is pretty deep. That goes out to her and any of my queen sis that needed that motivation this morning. So shout out to you. I'm going to read an insert from The Secret, which you already know. I like to share that. So here goes. No matter what the odds, we can make this lifetime the best it can be. Think of the story about Morris Goodman in the film of The Secret. Morris lay in a hospital completely paralyzed, only able to blink his eyes. But he knew he could still use his mind to visualize. And against all odds, Morris walked. Visualize your life as magnificent. Visualize yourself in a complete joy and hold to that vision no matter what. Again, deep, deep words. I'm telling you, you know, visualize whatever you put in your mind. That's what will be, you know, that's what will be. When you have the passion for something and you really want it bad, visualize yourself. If you want to have your own business, your own career, you want to travel, whatever you want to do, visualize that, doing it. And it shall be done, man. Claim it. Claim it. Claim it for you, man. Motivational Monday.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, no, it's not a good look and some self-control.
cause you're all I need. This ain't love that's meant to be, but darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you stay with me, cause you're
good morning. Thank you for staying with me this morning. You know, the devil's a liar, man. He's trying to give me technical difficulties, but I'm fighting through it. I appreciate you being patient with me. And we're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen by all means necessary. it's okay, though. It's okay. Everything will be all right. Big shout out to all those that are on deck that have followed me through the Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to follow me. It's Emma E2K all across the board. I'm Googleable, so Google me, soy googleable. Make sure to follow Lush Radio Online through all the social networks. Log into the website, www.lushradioonline.com. Also, check my website out, which is www.emmae2k.com. And, you know, just get inspired, man. Get inspired. A lot of things are happening over here in the board. But we're going to make it happen, Captain. You know, because I refuse, man. I refuse to let anything get to me. And who against me, man? Big shout out to Artie. Who against me?
Story. wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
A lovely day. It's only a lovely day when you claim it. Claim a lovely day no matter what's going on in your life, man. Just claim it. Everybody's going through, you know, different circumstances and different situations, but, you know, you got to give it to the higher power, man, to the higher power. Whatever it is that higher power is for you, everyone knows there is a higher power. There's something beyond us in the universe, you know, that makes all this happen, that aligns everything the way it's supposed to. So, you know, just seek your higher power. I want to give a big shout out to Lila Green that's on deck listening. Big queen salute to her. She's a domestic violence awareness motivation speaker. And she has this fly calendar that she does with the only hunks. Oh, my God, that's all I got to say about that. Them calendars are on sale, and let me see if she can. Can you IM me and give me the information, Lila Green, on the Facebook, so I can be able to give out the website offhand? I don't know it. And I really want to give out that information because the money goes out to for domestic violence women. It helps them. So, Lila, if you're listening to me, please inbox me on Facebook and give me the name of your website where they can order these calendars for these hunks that I be seeing. Girl, I see the photo shoots and it be no joke, I tell you. So I'm going to give her some time to pass me that information. Or actually, I'm trying to go on her page now and see if I can get any info from there very quickly before I go on. Okay, so it's called Caribbean Lilacs Hunks for Hope. So it's called Hunks for Hopes. And not too sure if that's the website, but the Facebook, their Facebook is Caribbean. You know what? I'm just going to go to the Facebook and I'm going to go to my E2K Worldwide LLC, which is our networking page, and I'm going to have a copy of the link there. So make sure you do that. You go over there. I'm going to have it in all the spots that I got on Facebook, and I'm going to run it through my Instagram if possible. And I want, support it. Support it not only because of the hunks that are on the calendar, I'm just saying, but support it because it's for a good cause and it's to help out our women that are going through domestic violence. As you know, I'm an advocate of that. And I love to create awareness to everything and anything that affects, the women. I have nothing against the men. You know, I always have the situation. The guys are like, what about me? What happens to me? I just feel that to empower the woman, you know, the woman is the heart of the family. So to empower her, and once she's empowered and inspired, then she herself can be able to motivate and inspire, you know, her husband, her man, her mate, her spouse, her children, her community. You know, she's able to stand on her feet and be able to carry everything else that falls on her, you know. So big shout out to my fellas too. I got a lot of kings out there that definitely do their thing and support their family and support their queens. So shout out to you guys for sure, always. You know, I like definitely acknowledge you. But, you know, as a woman, this is my life's calling and this is my mission to be able to motivate, you know, my fellow queen sisters so they can be able to elevate and be able to put that crown on and wear it appropriately. Big shout out to all the queens that are doing the work. I see you.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me?
Peace and blessings. This Bahamadia, God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, letting you know you are now listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays. Get inspired.
Yeah, man, you look so much better when you're, when you smile. You know, it's always good to look at other people when they're smiling. It's kind of like, it infects your soul. When you see someone else smiling, you have no choice but to kind of smile back. Even if you're upset or you're sad, when someone smiles at you, it's just that common universal understanding that you smile back. So, you know, keep a smile on your face no matter what you're going through. Not everybody has to know your business. And once you smile, it kind of forces your soul to smile on the inside as well. And that's an awesome feeling. So before I went into music, I was giving a big shout out to my queen sister, Lila Green. And I was explaining how she does this calendar with these only hunk of hunks, right? Eye candy for you. And it's just beautifully put, very professionally done. And the proceedings go to domestic violence fund. So, you know, I'm very passionate when it comes to domestic violence and any and every issue that affects any of my queen sisters. So the website, she finally inboxed me. The website is www.hunksforhope.com. And I'm going to spell it out because it's very important for you to go to that website and please support and buy that calendar. So it's www.hunks4hope.com.
you know, go to the website and support him as by that calendar. I never send you to go do nothing unless the outcome of that is going to be because it helps someone else. So the blessing is in the giving, people. So, you know, this is the way you can give back, especially to the women that are suffering from domestic violence. As you know, every 4 minutes, there's a woman dying due to domestic violence. So, you know, we need to support any which way we can, whether it be, you know, supporting any causes that support the women, you know, or support any causes that create awareness for all this is going on. So big shout out to Lila Queen for doing the work. I appreciate you, sis. A big queen salute to you. Again, go to hunksforhope.com, www.hunks4hope.com. Ladies, it'll be so worth it. I'm just saying. That's what I'm going to say about that. This is how they look. Hashtag yummy. That's as much information as you're getting from me this morning. Hashtag yummy. Make sure you go to the website and check it out, and please support that cause. So I'm here drinking my juicing. They got me juicing. I started juicing. So my breakfast contains of kale, spinach, strawberry, banana, and passion fruit. And it's not that bad, actually. Actually, it's pretty good. So this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be juicing. And just wish me luck. Wish me well. And make sure to follow me on the Instagram, EmmaE2K. I post it, how pretty my stuff's looking. It tastes good and looks pretty. So follow me on the Instagram. Follow me. Not like stalkish wise. I'm just saying follow me for support. Follow me just to get that good feeling and that motivation that I like to tap into and I like to share with all my listening and my following audience. I dedicated a song earlier to one of my queens that I was speaking to early this morning, but there was another queen that I was speaking to yesterday night. And this one goes out to you, sis, all right? And I know that you're listening, so definitely this goes out to you.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let see beneath your beautiful night. You let all the girls go. Makes you feel good. Don't it? Behind your Broadway show,
would let me see beneath your perfect. Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. Cause I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful
That's when you know you can appreciate beauty, when you're able to see beneath someone's beautiful, you know, because everybody deems beauty differently, you know. Some people feel with a facelift or bigger lips or green eyes or whatever, it's what's beautiful, you know. But beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And when you can be able to see even beneath, you know, the superficial, the physical are beautiful, when you're able to really see someone's heart and really feel their soul, there's nothing like that. You know, that's a real powerful connection that very few people have. And shout out to all those that have that, you know, that kind of connection with your partner. You know, I know a lot. I'm blessed to say that I know a lot of couples that are together still more than 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. And it's a beautiful thing to see that they've undergone, you know, all the challenges that there is in marriages and just in relationships alone. You know, relationships are very strenuous. And if you're not willing to put your 100% in a relationship, whether it be man or woman or just, you know, job related or whatever it is, just relationship in itself, you know, BFF, you got to put your time in it. You know, you have to put time in those people that are investing in you and the people that you invest in. So big shout out to all those that really understand the meaning of that, you know, and really take our time to invest in other people's happiness and dreams as they do for them, you know. So it's a beautiful thing to see when you have the chance to see it. So I want to read another insert from The Secret. As you guys know, I enjoy sharing these inserts with you because it touches a lot of people when I do read them. You know, people hit me up and they're like, oh, read another one. So I want to read another one. okay, here it goes. You are a magnet. You bring to you whatever you are feeling on the inside. So be the magnet of joy and continuously work at this with all of your might. Joy is a feeling inside you, and you can cause yourself to feel that no matter what is happening in the outside world. Know that to live in accordance with the law, you must be in joy so that a life filled with joy can come to you. Wait a minute. Did y'all hear me? I don't think y'all got that. I think I need to read this one more time. Hold up. Ready? Y'all focus? Okay, here we go. Ready? Motivational Mondays. Let's go. Here we go. You are a magnet. You bring to you whatever you are feeling on the inside. So be the magnet of joy. Bring it. Claim it. And continuously work at this with all of your might. Because it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes ain't nobody trying to feel no joy. So it's hard. You got to work at it. Joy is a feeling inside you. And you can cause yourself to feel that no matter what is happening in the outside world. We don't have control of what happens in the outside world. But folks, believe it or not, we have the power to control what's inside of us, okay? Know that to live in accordance with the law, and I'm talking about the law of attraction. Know that to live in accordance with the law, you must be in joy so that a life filled with joy can come to you. Listen, people. Listen. You know, sometimes I tell you, I amaze myself sometimes, man. Woo! Okay, so stay motivated. Today, take out time to call somebody. Give somebody a phone call. Check on them. See how they're doing, you know. Make sure that they're okay. Let them know that you care about them or that you love them if that's how you're feeling. You know, secure them, assure them that they're not alone in this world, that there's people that care for them. So reach out to them and let them know just how you feel. It's not wrong with that, man. You may save a life by doing that, believe it or not, okay? So I definitely encourage that. Shout out to all my John Doe's.
Seems like your heart stopped working the minute they close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume. And if anyone asks, you're taking a small break, drinking some coffee. But everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go. So you take a few pills in Beverly Hills. But if anyone asks, you got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home, John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a feel. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticeably quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding? Too many freaks, had too much to drink, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, random drug test, passed it. Luckily, my girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clumsy me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that which you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
Big shout out to all my John Doe's that are struggling each day, that are fighting those demons, man. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep holding on to the next day because the next day is coming, you know. Next day is coming. There is definitely a hope out there. You just need to grab onto it. You need to pray for it. Pray it changes things. So continue to pray. Big shout out to all those that are tuned in today. I appreciate you like you wouldn't believe. Today I fell down, but you guys, my listening audience was the ones that picked me up today. So if you say I motivate you, I think I come on to be motivated by you guys. I so appreciate you. Make sure to share the show with anyone that you feel may need to listen to certain words that were said today. Big shout out to all those doing the work. My queen sisters, I salute you all. My kings, I salute you all. Stay beautiful, stay blessed, and stay motivated. You know, let's not forget, man, we should motivate every day, but twice on Mondays. Peace and blessings to everybody. See you next Monday, same time, same bat channel, www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you go over there and listen to the old shows, man. Listen to our archives. We got interviews and a lot of things going on, so make sure you tune in and listen. Follow us everywhere. Follow us, man. We're here every Monday. I'll see you next Monday.
Monday, Monday.